Looking ahead to Saturday, Stafford Bet Welsh Premier League. Real playing Kevin Druids, the start of the second phase of the season with Real manager Niall McGuinness looking ahead to the match. So far this season, we played Kevin Druids twice, and certainly on the second occasion when we played them away, unlucky to come away with a defeat. Hoping for a better result this time, third time lucky?
Yeah, definitely. Now we're back at home as well. It was really early on when we played them at home, and obviously we were just settling into the league and stuff, and I know we had man sent off early on, so hopefully it'll be a different game to that, but it's not going to be an easy test. None of them are now, and I think Kevin Druids are one of the most organised teams in the bottom six, so it's going to be tough, yeah.
It's almost like the season starting again, with phase two now, 10 matches within phase two. It's almost the start of a new season. In terms of the priorities, is it survival first?
Yeah, it's got to be, yeah. I think everyone will be feeling the same in the bottom six. I think everyone's first aim is to survive and then see where, re-evaluate it after that. So if you win your first few, then maybe you're looking to push for seventh, but I think everyone's aim is to make sure they clear that relegation zone first.
And there's a couple of experienced sides down. Newtown are in the bottom six. Clandidno, both sides being in the Europa League over the last two seasons. It's going to be quite a challenge.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's as simple as the six teams in it, two end out of this league. Simple as that. Only four survive, so it's going to be a dogfight every game. But hopefully, like I said last season, I was in it. I know how it feels, and I've learnt from that. So hopefully we'll have enough to push ourselves and get over the line. And I think we've got a good enough squad to do it this year. Last season we never, and this year I do believe we have.
Looking at the squad over the last couple of weeks, there's been quite a few additions to the squad. Players like Steve Lewis, Sean Edwards, Christian Langos, Josh Davis. Quite a lot of experienced players coming into the club, with a few players such as Josh with promise of youth. Happy with the blend, and do you think the squad's more stronger overall now?
Yeah, definitely. I think you've got... What we suffered with is if we picked up a suspension or a couple of suspension injuries, we were struggling to compete with any team. But without them, I think, well, it proven we beat Bangor here. We ran Connish Keating and S close. We beat Bala here. So it was proven that with that squad, we were competing. But the minute we had a few missing, we were struggling massively and we couldn't compete, simple as that. So I'm hoping now we've got a squad in depth that if we do get maybe a suspension here or there, or touch wood we won't, but or an injury or anything like that, we've got players that will come in and do the exact same job. And hopefully I've added what I want that can give us different aspects into the game that we can use in terms of Rimmer with his size, his presence, obviously with Christian coming in with his pace and his direct play. We've got different things that can change games for us, and hopefully now it's going to start to show. I'd like to think it will anyway.
And a bit more experience, maybe that was something, some of the matches towards the end of phase one when we have issues with discipline, a couple of more common influences on the pitch may help some of the younger players in the squad.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Again, I don't think it would... Yes, but I think we'd be a bit hard. I still think it's harsh, the discipline and how it's been received, I'll be honest with you. But again, hopefully now we're learning the league and we can learn that this is going to happen and we've got to deal with it. It's as simple as that, because you can't change it. But then it's hard because you look at Saturday's game and the discipline from there. But yeah, no one got sent off until the end of the game, when he should have been sent off in the first half hour. So it's hard for the players to understand, because is it like that, isn't it like that? So they've got to adjust to that. But now hopefully we've learnt enough to know that how it is and what we've got to deal with in the Welsh Premier League.
So looking to tomorrow, hopefully we can get the same level of support as we did against Carnarvon in the Welsh Cup. If we get that same level of support behind the players, hopefully 3 points tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I think if we can get that, it was just fantastic in Carnarvon. The atmosphere, it felt like real football club again. And as I said, I remember being a boy in that sort of atmosphere behind the goal, and going to watch Real when they won the quadruple and what have you, and the atmosphere is fantastic. And you've sort of got that feeling again as the manager, and it's sent me back years. And I think it's important that we have that now in these last 10 games. And Real Football Club, at the end of the day, the squad we've got now, it's an enjoyable team to come and watch. It's not a team that are just boring to watch, that are direct, that are sitting out 1-0s. I'm trying to be expansive with what I do, and I want the team to play football. I want to be as exciting as possible, but obviously knowing our limits as well. So for any fans, if we're on our day, it's a great game of football and it's a great side to watch. So Hopefully that these fans will turn out in force and get behind us and push us through these last 10 games. Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks, Niall.
Thank you.